filmy patří lidu, films belong to the people, and that's the title of a series of socialist realist pictures that have been released on DVD in the Czech Republic in recent months. These propaganda filled films are from the 1950s, the harshest decade of the communist era, notorious for its brutal repression, show trials, and forced labor camps. Ian Willoughby has more in today's edition of The Arts.
Batostroj, named Giant Shoe Factory in English, is a Czechoslovak film set in the interwar period that can only be described as crude communist propaganda. In this scene, a capitalist fat cat factory owner, clearly modeled on the Batia family of shoe magnates, orders unsold shoes to be burned and the costs deducted from workers' wages, justified by the lie that they've been sent back for being poor quality. Later in the film, a handsome young communist organizer rallies the workers with a stirring speech against the Batia stand-in industrialists. As comrade Clement Gottwald said, "We'll deal with you just as the Bolsheviks in Russia dealt with the Tsar, Kerensky and the bourgeoisie." Giant Shoe Factory has been released on DVD as part of a series of socialist realist pictures entitled Filmy Patri Lidu, or Films Belong to the People. The other films released so far are Tomorrow People Will Be Dancing Everywhere and Red Blaze Over Kladno, which is based on a novel written by communist politician Antonín Zapotocký shortly before he became Czechoslovak president. All three films were made in the 1950s, the harshest decade of the communist era, notorious for its brutal repression, show trials and forced labor camps.
Because of my age, Czechoslovakia in the 1950s is something relatively archaic, so I'm one of those people who find these films interesting because they are amusing and part of our history, nothing more.
Says Markéta Nedvěrová from the company behind the DVD series Levné knihy, which also sells them in its chain of discount shops. She agrees that these socialist realist films are so unsophisticated that many young Czechs today simply find them hilarious.
But not just because of the propaganda. The ravages of time are the main reason, because the actors act completely different than actors do today. There is a lot of pathos, and the films as films are simply naive. Very few of them are of higher quality, though you can find better ones.
However, not everybody finds these propaganda movies funny.
Negativní reakce jsou tam většinou.
Most negative reactions come from people who remember these films and who don't understand that today's young generation has no way to access them legally. They have an unjustified fear regarding communism. They think it could return in that form. But they are old films and young people take them as such. They don't influence their political opinions. They complete your education as regards films, but not politics.
Vám doplní vzdělání, co se týče filmu, a ne politiky.
Nedvěrová says those who are particularly annoyed by the socialist realist films her company has released on DVD aren't actually from the generation that suffered the most.
Ti úplně staří, kteří tohle právě zažili, ti nemají.
The oldest generation who lived through those times don't have the most negative reactions. The most strongly opposed are middle-aged people who didn't experience the 1950s at a productive age. In my view, it makes more sense to listen to those who are even older.
Smysluplnější dávat slovo těm ještě starším.
A jestliže se vám přesto podaří rozpoutat válku, pamatujte si.
In this scene from Giant Shoe Factory, the young communist warns the capitalists that if they succeed in unleashing a Second World War, the last day of the war will be their last day of domination. Then we, the workers of this country, will rule forever. Surely this is nothing but the simplest of propaganda.
Samozřejmě, ale to je pak propaganda celé té produkce.
Of course it is, but then all of the films produced by the company Czechoslovak State Film, which was nationalized in 1948, were propaganda. If we were to look at things that way, we'd have to condemn all the films made throughout that era until the revolution, which isn't possible.
Celou éru až do revoluce, což není možné.
Is there any comparison to be made between these Czechoslovak communist movies and the propaganda films of the Nazis? Markéta Nedvědová again.
Já myslím, že to je úplně jakoby špatná idea.
I think that's a very bad idea, because films in Nazi Germany were created in completely different conditions than in the nationalized Czechoslovak film industry. There was a limited history of cinematography here, unlike in Germany, where they had the brilliant era of Weimar films behind them. Even though many people quickly emigrated, they still had an elite which had already achieved things and were able to continue in their own way. But here, inexperienced people got to the top because the field had been cleared.
Garnitury a dostávali se nahoru, protože byla vyklizena pole.
The theme song from Zítra se bude tančit všude, or Tomorrow People Will Be Dancing Everywhere, which suggests that will come about once the victorious red flag is flying from flagpoles around the world. This film focuses on an overly academic folk music group who develop a love for the real music of the people and overcome the opposition of bourgeois elements to join the Czechoslovak Youth Union, a communist organization. As well as propaganda elements like a song in praise of Stalin, Tomorrow People Will Be Dancing Everywhere features chaste romance, comically simple dialogue, and wooden acting.
Zítra se bude tančit všude, až naše vítězné vlajky rudé.
Author Pavel Kohout, who penned the theme song and co-wrote the screenplay, appears on the DVD of Tomorrow People Will Be Dancing Everywhere before the film begins. He explains to young viewers how their predecessors, himself included, were seduced by communism in the dark days after World War II.
Nám, kteří jsme tenkrát vyšli současně...
What the great Slovak writer Dominik Tatarka called the demon of conformity suited those of us who in those days were emerging from both puberty and the bloody tunnel of history. It was wonderful to be part of a collective which together remolded history. The driving force was enthusiasm.
Pavel Kohout, who went on to become a signatory of Charter 77, concludes his commentary with the following words.
Its creators, living and dead, soon split into those who continued to live in that lie and those who decided to refute it in their future lives. The stars favored the second group, and for that reason you can today watch this film and think and say out loud whatever you like about it.
The author Pavel Kohout ending that edition of The Arts by Ian Willoughby, which was first broadcast on April 2, 2010. We hope you enjoyed it, and once again,